very good dressing room.
Yeah.
All the beautiful vines. As sick as I was about 10 days after that. Amy had a spell out at one time. She had gone to town and spent the night with the folks, and there happened to be a... Oh, they had some of these little vines that went clear up the top of a 2 or 3 story building. And over a period of years, that had got interlaced with poison oak. And the moisture and the fog, you know, coming off of that vine through into her bed.
Mm.
And she was sick with it, and the doctor was giving her stuff and giving her more stuff. It never failed to kill it. And then find out, staying out there in that same window with it day and night.
Mm.
So we cut that whole thing down, steamed it down, and salted it down, and of course she cured right up then.
Mm-hmm.
But she had, in less than a week's time, with everything he'd give her, eyes had already swollen too. She just solid.
Oh, my.
Worst case out of everything. But, you know, in the summertime, the breeze coming in out through that window, but that old vine had been there for 30 years on that building. But when we got to examining, this thing had come in and had worked through there till there was probably 25% of it, was that?
Huh. It's just a thing.
Mm, me too.
Do you have snakes around here to speak of?
Yeah. You get down on the branch, you get water moccasins. Very seldom do you see a spread gnatter anymore. There are a few. You have a few copperheads. And I hope they stay. Look as you top this ridge right over here on the north and west side next to the river. You have rattlesnakes. This side, no.
Hmm.
There's been one killed at Leonard Levis's on this side of the mountain. There's been one killed back down here with Wesson. But just quick as you top that ridge, going yon away, and I hope they never find out that they can work on this side of the ridge.
The cattle graze over on the other side?
People farm over there?
Huh.
Of course, I know one man lost a tomato crop over there a few years ago. He said he'd just given up. He just couldn't pick them.
Hmm.
Just too dangerous. But they raise hay down in there, soybeans.
You're that thick, huh?
And,
these aren't harmless snakes, are they?
No, rattlesnakes. But of course, you take your soybean, it's cut with a self-propelled combine, and on the man on it's way up yonder. And
chop them up and forget
your hay equipment, of course. But you hear those boys talking about haying down in there, running into some good big ones once in a while.
Just chop them right out.
Is
that right into the hay?
Oh, usually it won't. Sometimes it do, and of course they'll see one. As Arlie said, he was riding in drawbar, and one of his boys saw a big old rattler, and he run over the tractor, just kept whirling around, running over it again, trying to kill it with the tractor wheels. Arlie said he didn't have time to get off, and he couldn't climb up, and he was just jumping up and down on the drawbar. A big old rattler's hard to kill with a rubber-tired tractor.
Oh, yeah.
Because they stand a lot of punishment.
Should have a pistol full of shot shells.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to get too close.
But,
or aim too well.
These boys that work these cattle back on this mountain back here. The boys tell you about that's got a cleft palate or something, doesn't talk plain. He's been working back there for years. D.L. don't like to work on that side of the mountain. He's worked back in there some all of his life, too. He's kind of like I am. He's afraid of
him. Always hurts him. Well, I'm afraid of him, too.
I've been snake bit in my lifetime, and I'm still afraid of him.
Hmm. How'd it happen?
Oh, down the creek trying to move a raft we had built, and it had floated out onto a mud flat. I suppose he was laying in there. See, this the raft was built out of logs covered with lumber.
Yeah.